Next patient is Nancy McGinnis, MCGINNIS. This is a consultation. Consultation requested by Dr. Coily. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for Watchman device implantation. History: patient is a (76) year old with a history of atrial fibrillation. Which is paroxysmal period. Patient did not want to take lifelong anticoagulation period. Patient has a paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient's left ventricular ejection fraction is 44% period. Current medication: levothyroxine 100 microgram daily, LHS 5 mg 2 times daily, sotalol 80 mg 2 times daily, multivitamins, omeprazole period, allergies, penicillin, bioxin, ciprofloxacin, thyroid period, family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general: dinner and recent weight gain, or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated no history, arthritis. Neurological, no history, of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination: blood pressure 130 of 56, pulse is 49, respiration 16, weight is 217 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate, and heart is irregularly regular. No murmurs, the gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, also on estimated no edema. Clinical condition number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypothyroid zone replacement. Recommendation: patient has atrial fibrillation and is not tolerating anticoagulation period. Discuss with the patient regarding Watchman device implantation procedure. This kind of benefit: discuss with the patient. Patient agreed for the procedure. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Consultation date is 6-6-22, Peace and Decor period. Dr. Coily.